Hey guys.
What's up?
Guess what year it is?
The future.
Uh-huh. It is the year of the future.
Ah, oh, sweet.
2011. And it's 2011 years in the future.
We haven't done this podcast since last year.
Hey guys. Dude, it's good to see you this year.
It's been so long.
I know, right?
I feel like it's been years.
It has been. Roughly one.
Sweet.
Oh man.
John, Ryan, how you guys doing?
Good.
Under the circumstances, okay.
Yeah. Well, this is the first episode of the year for Boss Barrel Radio. It's what, January 12th today?
Oh, yes. 12th.
Yes.
I thought it was 11.
No, 12. Oh. 11 was yesterday.
Was 1, it? 1, 2, 1, 1.
That's how calendars work, right?
Days go that way.
Yeah.
Days go that way.
They go up, right?
Yes. So everybody's kind of, we haven't had a podcast since the Game of the Year discussion one, and we did that one like mid-month in December, so
yeah, I think
that's been about a month.
We haven't had a chance to talk about the games we've been playing since that time.
Dude, what episode is this?
21.
21, really?
Episode 21.
Sweet.
That's 12.
Sweet. We don't count the Game of the Year as an episode.
No.
Not a numbered not a numbered episode.
Yeah. No, that I think that the Halo Reach one in there too, we'd be at 23-ish.
I see.
Something like that.
Sweet.
Very nice.
Yeah. How's everybody doing? We have some
good
holiday breaks. Anybody doing anything? So eat a lot of food.
Yeah, I did eat a lot of food.
Eat a lot of red meat.
I still have turkey in my fridge
from Thanksgiving,
from Christmas Eve, Eve. Actually, I ate all the ham. Still turkey in there.
I've got cheesecake from about 2 months in my fridge.
Oh, is that the Christmas bonus cheesecake?
Didn't quite finish.
What? There's a Christmas bonus cheesecake?
So to speak.
So
unfortunately, you got in just after the
just
bonus.
Just after.
John.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, you guys want to talk about games right now?
Yeah, we can.
You want to talk about games?
Is that what we do?
I thought we were
going to switch it up for the new year, you know, talk about...
board games.
Politics.
Yeah, politics.
Auto parts.
Yeah.
Boss Barrel Radio.
Legos. Got a
sweet twin cam on my
hybrid.
On my hybrid.
It's a cooking show now.
Dude, Legos. Nissan has a completely
six
electric
cylinder.
Car now.
Four wheeler. Dualies.
Yeah.
It's got some dualies.
Spinners.
Yeah.
That's a thing, right?
Spinners on your Hemi?
Yeah. Yeah.
Spinners on my Hemi?
Yeah.
Heck yes. my Titan engine.
Yeah. I have a semi.
Semi Hemi?
Yeah.
Semi.
That's cool. Is that like 3.5 cylinders?
Nice.
You got a semi right now, Ryan? So you're trying to tell me?
I'm rocking a semi.
You use the bathroom?
Oh, man.
All right. Well, let's talk about some games since we haven't had a chance to talk about video games in quite a while on air.
Okay.
John, why don't you go?
I should leave.
Leave.
Why don't
leave
you
now,
go?
John.
I should go.
Ryan and I have to adjust the semi. Things to do in here.
Dude, I don't. Started playing a lot more Fallout New Vegas.
Mm.
I feel like I already peaked for that game and I'm on the downward, which is bad. I got to Novak and my interest in that game dropped right off.
Mm-hmm.
I got to Novak and I was like, I'm just live here. I don't want to go anywhere anymore.
Got your hotel room and you're like, okay.
Yeah, it's like I read up on how like you can do a quest or you can just buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like
buy the quest?
You can rent the room or like do the quest.
Yeah, you can just pay her money to rent out the room. And since people in the Fallout world have no concept of time, it's like you just pay one flat fee and then you got the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like the thing I was reading also
murder her.
Oh yeah, or I could kill her and take it. Yeah, you just straight up kill her and take it. I also took up being more of a dick in that game than I would in traditional games because I just stopped caring about morality.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't really matter.
No, it really doesn't because like I think about the time that I had my not caring about Jesus anymore point in that game was just like where I had killed a bunch of powder gangers and then no morality change at all for killing them and then go into their camp. They're all dead and I take things from their lockers and I lose morale, I lose karma for that. And I'm like, well, screw you, game. Your concept of karma is skewed.
It is. It's
greatly.
Ridiculous. It's like, this guy was trying to kill me. I deserve the stuff that's on his body.
Yeah. So it's like, I would meet people where they're like the guy that has the...
However, if nobody sees me rob this grave, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like parts where the guy was like, I have this like lucky bottle cap necklace that I've found and it brings me good luck, and you try to convince him that he should give it to you. I failed it, and then I would just shot him. I was like, I just
give that to me.
Yeah, I either shot him or pickpocketed from him, or both, maybe. I don't know.
Pickpocketing a necklace, that's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, just I've also like
reaching around his neck.
I've also like planted grenades in people's bodies and stuff. It's I just don't care anymore. I'll just do whatever I want to. There doesn't seem to be much point to it. I haven't gotten any companions because screw people.
Have you run into the elite guard yet?
No. I have run into plenty of things that I should not be messing with.
Companions are the best part, though, because
that's what I understand.
You don't have to play that game.
The game autopilots itself, which is great.
Get the sniper guy. He just kills everything. Yeah.
I want the iBot and I want Boone.
Yeah.
I feel like I ran into like the rattlesnake coyote things. Those things are nasty.
What?
They're like dogs that have rattlesnakes' heads.
Ooh.
Oh, it's probably the wild wilder wasteland perk you have.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. As I was going to say, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, no, giant dogs that have rattlesnake heads.
That's sweet.
They have like rattlesnake eyes, but dog ears, like fangs, tongue, and they make rattling sounds when you get close to them.
Mm-hmm.
They are, and they travel in packs. I don't remember what they were called.
Snog or a dake.
I think like dags. And then I tried for like an hour to kill a blind, what do you call those nasty dragon looking things? Deathclaw.
Oh yeah.
Just blind.
Well, the thing was like to get to Novak from where I was, there's this huge like ravine that you could just go through
and Deathclaw camp
gorge thing.
Ground.
Yeah. I was just going through there, and then it's like this thing comes out of left field and kills me. And I tried to go through it again, and I jumped on this rock, and then the Deathclaw had a hard problem getting to me. And I thought I would just pick him apart, but I'm only like level 4, so that doesn't really work. So
no.
And eventually, like after the third,
the ammo there,
right at the third or fourth try, I just said screw it, and I just went around the whole gorge. It took me like an extra 2 hours to get there, but whatever.
But you said blind.
Yeah, blind. Like if you actually would just sit still, he wouldn't notice you.
Is that a special thing about him?
They're blind. They can't see you.
What?
Yeah, there's blind death claws. They can't see you, but they can hear you.
Okay.
So it's about the time you move.
Because I ran into the young ones, and like there's the elder ones, but I haven't found the blind ones.
Yeah, the one I was trying, like you like sight in on him, and he's full on blind. Like he is, like his eyes are white as heck, and like
is it the,
like if
is
you,
it for
if,
a quest that you have to do too? Know.
What's that?
Is that the quest one you have to do where you have to kill like the big patriarch?
I don't
elder,
know.
Or,
I don't know.
Deathclaw.
I don't know if this guy's special in some way. Like if I would have taken all of my ammo, I might have killed him.
I see.
Should have broken down some things and made more ammo.
Also, I'm a big fan of like just selling random crap to random caravanners because it's just it's the only way to make money,
it's money
in the game.
Oh yeah,
just
for shiz.
Here's stuff that I don't want.
Do you want
I just
play
like stock
give me one cap?
Exactly. I just stockpiled junk.
Got a bunch of silverware for sale.
Have you found any snow globes?
No. From what I understand, they're not worth it.
Not like they used to be.
Not like the
not
bobble
like bobbleheads were.
Yeah.
But getting like 2,000 caps or whatever it is isn't bad for a snow globe.
2,000. Right. I don't think
I could earn 2,000 caps pretty quickly in that game.
No.
I don't think I earned 2,000 while I was playing. I got to like level 60.
Because right now I'm at like 1,500 caps.
Yeah.
Like.
Soon you'll have to buy stuff.
You'll have to start buying stuff soon.
No, I'm sure.
It's not quite
sure.
as like hand-holding as Fallout 3 was where it's like, okay, enemies are getting harder, so here's cooler armor that we just give.
Oh yeah, and I've definitely noticed that too, where it's just like, that game is tougher than Fallout 3. That game assumes that you've played Fallout 3 and you should know what you're doing.
It assumes you've not only played Fallout 3, but you've played Fallout games before it, and you're like, I want something that's grittier.
Yeah. And I'm not up for that ride anymore.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then especially once you start like getting into different areas, there's weapons that are like, this is 3,000 caps. And you're like, okay, that's half of what I own right now.
Yeah, and I was in Novak. And
I don't
got,
need
like,
ammo, I guess.
Right, exactly. I got the gun.
You just
the ammo would be
off.
Nice. Uh-huh. But
I bought this gun. You don't want to mess with me.
I also feel like there's more different, like, varied ammunition types in this game. You get 9 mil, you get 10 mil. Oh. You've got, you got the 5.56.
5.58 or something like that.
Yeah, something.
You found the 1 weird. Mils.
1 mil, yep.
Those are dangerous.
The syringe ammo.
Yeah. And so they've just got, like, just more ammo than...
But that's the thing that I really liked about it, too, is once you get a bunch of ammo built up, you pick your favorite gun, and then you convert all your extra ammo into the kind that you want.
Oh, you can tool that stuff down?
Yeah, that's what all those work. There's, like, extra workbenches around for modifying those things.
I don't really want that. Oh, and that was the other thing about the homes. Like, what you should really do in that game, aside from, like, going and doing a quest or purchasing a home, there are just, like, the little... cheat thing that I was reading just makes mention that there are straight up just like places that are considered secure locations that you can just
deposit stuff,
park your stuff in.
Yeah.
And the nicest one that I found was like a deserted Brotherhood of Steel, like Fallout shelter.
Hmm.
And it's just like this hole in the ground, and it's actually considered a location on the map. So you can just,
oh, you're talking Hidden Valley.
Huh?
Hidden Valley.
Really?
Yeah.
The dressing.
Yeah, it's called a Hidden Valley. That's like this old Brotherhood of Steel thing.
Oh,
they're these underground bunkers. It's for a huge series of quests later in the game.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's a really fun set of quests that are like, oh, Brotherhood of Steel actually really sucks and isn't cool at all.
Nice. Yeah, because they seem really cool in Fallout 3.
Uh-huh.
Not
these,
so much.
These people are insane.
The ones on the West Coast are dicks.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
That sounds like the entire West Coast as I would know it.
Well, it sounds like it's going back to the more like Brotherhood of Steel that was in the original Fallout games too. Cause
right.
They're like very introverted, very secluded.
But that's
secluded.
How all of Fallout has been West Coast, right?
Yeah.
Up until Fallout 3 where it covers East Coast.
East Coast, right. I think there was one that was in a different location. Maybe
Fallout 4, I want Midwest Coast.
No,
Fallout,
you don't want that.
Or I want Alaska Fallout.
You don't. You have that.
Or Canada Fallout.
Midwest Fallout would just be like.
I want Nebraska Fallout. That's what I want. Just like flatland everywhere.
Nebraska Fallout is just going to be. Yep, this is the place they didn't bomb, so everything's normal here.
How about
just don't get TV anymore.
Yep, it's all static.
Check out those nice houses.
Yeah, sweet.
People still live there.
Bombs didn't fly that far, one way or the other. They just
we
didn't
deemed
make
that
it.
Place. Already a wasteland.
There's a football game going on. Sure playing if you guys want to go watch.
That's my point. Like Midwest Fallout is it's no different. It's you're just going to be playing Sim Farm again.
Yeah, sweet.
I would like to see like Tokyo. Like I want to see like
foreign countries.
Foreign countries.
China. You want Fallout
South
China.
America tropical rainforest.
Rainforest Fallout.
Fallout yes. China.
Fallout China.
Where you play as the Soviet Union.
Having a Russian
communist.
Fallout would be cool too.
Communist area. Yeah.
I feel like that game's already kind of done in Stalker.
What a space Fallout.
What?
What? No, play Mothership
Fallout
Zeta.
Fallout on the moon?
Play Mothership Zeta. That was, oh, dude. Mothership Zeta.
There's a nuclear bomb that goes off in a space station.
Mothership Zeta. Mothership Zeta is the only way you can get a full-on samurai outfit.
Who cares, John?
For your person, I care because
you don't look at your character anyway.
Dude, I do because I play in third
You're
person.
A crazy person.
You get a sweet cowboy with chaps.
Wow,
dude,
that's what I've always wanted.
Playing with chaps.
My own personal cowboy.
Yeah.
With chaps.
Yeah.
On.
Man,
I want
so
that
good.
In real life though. I don't want virtual chaps.
That's right.
And the best part about dude, whatever. Just play Mothership.
Are your nips like poking out? You're getting all excited about that
itchy shirt for some
man,
reason.
Cowboys chaps. And chaps just got a semi right now.
I lost whatever semi I had.
So good though.
So good. Besides Fallout New Vegas, anything else?
I played that Dead Space 2 demo.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty.
And we have a video up on the site of
we
you
do
playing
have
that.
A video.
It's pretty sweet demo, must say.
It is pretty nice.
I'm
I do like it.
Stoked for it.
That game handles like Dead Space handled.
Yeah, except the camera is kind of different.
Really?
Did you notice?
Nah, really. I felt like it moved faster than it used to. Hey, how
weird.
Do you sprint? Because I couldn't figure that out.
It is.
You can run, right? I was like, you could do that
just
in Dead
one
Space.
Of the buttons you gotta
yeah,
hold.
That's what I thought. You can just do that, but I never. It doesn't seem like it's that. necessary to do that, but
mm-hmm.
I also played the demo for Little Big Planet 2.
Mm-hmm.
That game has a bunch of new shit in it.
Yeah.
I heard a it's lot. Basically a game maker.
Just like one.
Dude, but they're
the brain system, is that pretty cool? Because you get to play around with that.
Oh, right. I didn't do any of the creator stuff yet, so I don't know how cool any of that stuff is. But just based on what is in their like strict like level designs that they have put into it, like I can see all the improvements on stuff. Like there's squeak grappling hook that you can get. That's awesome. Like something straight out of Metroid.
Huh.
Like, because you fully grapple onto things and swing from things. You can create kind of like Mega Man style. You can get like mobile suits.
Like a thing you can jump in or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Like in the first level of, or no, I'm sorry, the second level of the demo, there is a bunny that you can get into and the bunny jumps really high.
Uh-huh.
And then it also has like a ground pound attack. So you can like full on just crush dudes with it.
Are you having to control it through levers, or does it just take the place of your?
It just takes the place of your controls.
Oh, okay, so it's different in that regard.
Yeah, but it just has you can build like different suits with different properties. Like they also had like in that level, they have you get inside of a dog that moves a lot better, and it also has like a bark attack where it makes like these sonic booms.
Uh huh.
And you have to like push objects with the sonic booms. It's kind of cool stuff. Huh. But the mechy suits also have their own health, so. They can become damaged and explode. And when they die, you die.
Hmm.
It's kind of a bummer, but it was still pretty cool. Overall, the game still feels very Little Big Planet.
Floaty. Mm-hmm.
LBG.
Yeah. Yeah.
LPP.
LPP.
No.
Little Big.
Little Big Groner. Game.
Oh. That's cool. What?
I don't know. It's a fun game. I like it.
I remember from the first game.
Yeah.
We played it and we made a volleyball game. It's so floaty that we set up this thing in the middle, had someone on one side of the fence, another person on the other side of the fence, and we just kept hitting I think it was a fire truck up and over the fence, back and forth, over and over. It was fun.
I also downloaded the demo for Rascals.
Yeah, how was that?
That's fun.
Did you play it?
What is that?
It's short, stupid puzzle fun.
Kind of, it's like...
Kind of like Mr. Driller.
I didn't play Mr. Driller, but I hear that analogy.
Yeah, it's. I'm trying to think of another game that kind of does that thing. Well, you've got these colored blocks, and you can zap the blocks to make all of those colored blocks disappear. It's kind of like an inverse.
It's a lot of little puzzle games that kind of get blended together.
You are a character that exists. Xbox. It's Xbox Live Arcade.
Xbox. Skull. Dragon.
Dragon.
Ninja.
Stuff like that. I only played it a little bit. It's fun.
It kind of has that like party game feel, but with a little bit more depth to it.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a good one to download for me and Ariel?
Yeah, it's like a fun little, like they got race modes and they got competitive stuff. And,
sweet.
Cool. How does Ariel feel about losing all the time?
Yeah, because that's probably what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
I feel like
she beats me in mini golf sometimes. All
right. I feel like this game requires a little bit more in depth game. Really?
High reaction and high like understanding of how things work. When they
maybe not then.
Yeah. Yeah. How's her learning curve?
A lot slower than mine.
Yeah, steep. Sure. Takes her a while.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Sorry, Ariel.
Yeah.
No offense. It's just it's
something only 20 years of gaming can really hone you into.
Yeah, no, you see, you gotta be devoted to it to kind of get the feel is what I, I get the impression about.
Right. Right. You can't just go zapping wildly at things. They do have like cool puzzle wings where you only have like so many charges to your little wand, so you can like methodically move your way through and some of that stuff. It's really difficult. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, get the demo. What the heck?
Yeah. There's also, I don't know if it's still going on or not.
Free stuff.
Well, they've got this thing like the primary reason why I downloaded it was because they have Xbox
January
has this
winter promotion.
Yeah.
If you download these three different game demos, you enter yourself into a chance to win, what was it, 10,000 fake money or something.
They say it's like 100,000 point giveaway, but like there's like so many grand prize winners win 20,000 points.
Sweet.
And then so many second prize
20,000
like,
points. That's
so
still a lot
they
of
they are giving away 100,000 points
mm-hmm.
divided amongst these winners.
Dirty. Once Xbox.
When you read the fine print, it's like, oh,
Xbox.
Even
bad.
If I won 100 points, I'd be like, sweet.
Well, no, and I like they have it goes from 20 to 4 to
20 points.
No, 20,000 points to 4,000 points to 1,600 points. Okay. And so they distributed it amongst.
20 points wouldn't be worth much.
Yeah, well, exactly. You maybe get a
new character icon.
You can get a hat for your avatar.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's like 60 minimum.
Yeah, that's probably right. 60 or 50, something like that.
They do. They can do get 20s. They don't.
You
they
can
do,
get half
they
a hat.
50s. They like to go in twos and fours.
Yeah. So you have these weird, but that like blows my mind. How do I have like this odd remainder of 55 points? I don't understand.
That's
that
really
shit.
Weird.
I do have an odd remainder of like 55 Microsoft points that I don't know how the hell I got to that point. Really but weird. Screw them for doing that to me.
You'll never be able to get rid of that.
I don't. I have this like.
Donate
like, these can I buy 15 few cents. Points?
Yeah, it's like I have these few cents of points just hanging out for no reason.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could like, if you're like Microsoft, just take those 5 points to charity? Like yeah. I don't want them. Just
can you donate
giving
like
you free points?
Please
here,
take your money back.
Can you donate 50 cents to
dude,
like?
I wish that they the had Red Cross. A point system where you could give points to your friends over Xbox.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Or like Steam, like how you can buy games for your friends.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You could,
but. This is Microsoft.
That's crazy.
It's crazy tough.
Thinking of everything else. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What else you got, John?
I've been playing a lot of Angry Birds.
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. And yeah, for my droid. Trying to think if I played anything else. Play more Super Meat Boy. I mean, it's just rough.
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 Getting to that point where you just want to say no more.
Well, no more, no, because play. I just want to beat the game once so that I can have
450 levels of it.
No, just not the light and dark. I just want the light.
Oh, okay.
Just because you beat the light worlds and then you'll get Meat Boy as an avatar item.
Cool.
That's all I want.
Like a shirt or like a
no,
thing?
You get a Meat Boy that runs around sweet. You. I already have the Meat Boy shirt.
As like a pet.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to get
I know.
Him now.
I know, right?
It's amazing. I want Meat Boy.
I already have the Meat Boy shirt. I just want the damn Meat Boy pet. I want him and all his
you
squishy.
You just beat the light worlds
yeah,
to do that?
That's all you got to do. Wow. I'm already almost towards the end of hell, and then that one more world after that, and
almost
I'm done.
To the end of hell.
It's almost over, man. Is that it?
But that's the thing about hell.
That's really
it
pretty
just
much.
Keeps going. Tricks you.
Did I talk about DC Universe Online? Mm-mm. I tried that.
You played it?
Well, I played the beta for it.
For was it?
DC
PC or Xbox?
PS3.
PS3?
PS3. It's not coming out on Xbox.
What?
Sony Online Entertainment runs the servers for that.
Huh.
So it's
I'm upset
PS3
about
only.
That.
Well, maybe you should own a PS3, Ryan.
Maybe they should make it for Xbox.
Maybe.
Fair enough. how was it? Did you create a dude?
I created a dude. God, they have some stuff in there.
Captain Smash?
Did you make Batman?
No, I just named him after my gamer.
Commander
tag.
Smash?
You think you can make
Batman? No, I made him, because when you make a character, you have to choose a mentor.
Like
so it's basically like your quest list go based off of what that person has you do. And I made him like be like a Batman underling.
So you're Robin.
Sort of. Sort of. I think I'm under Robin. I think I don't qualify it enough to be Robin.
Robin 2.
But like it's like so bizarre. Like everybody has a means of getting around in the most ridiculous fashion possible. Like so I picked agility as my means of accelerated travel.
Are you like Ezio?
Essentially, like I can climb up anything whenever I want to, and I can run pretty fast, but not like flash fast. Like if you have super speed as your mobility, you can just straight up run up buildings. But that's all you get is like you can move really quickly around places. Like you can fly, you can run to a place faster than somebody could fly. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they can just go around. They can just fly over and around things. And an agility person can bound and move around in a short area a lot quicker than anybody else probably could and a lot more accurately, and they can climb up buildings and it takes them longer, and they can jump off of things, and they have this weird ability to glide without actually having wings or anything. Like if I had a cape it would make sense, but my person doesn't have a cape.
Invisible cape.
It's invisible cape. So I put my hands out really wide and I can glide, and so that's
web fingers.
Yeah, yes. It's yeah, exactly. It's kind of.
So how would like a tank get around quickly?
Yeah, like, are those the three
you can, yeah,
main
you can do heavy.
Methods of movement, or are there other?
I'm trying to think
too?
Of the methods of movement. You've got
like,
agility, super speed, and flight. I think those are your only options.
That's so it.
Yeah,
if you have the thing, make a character that's just a gigantic.
That's just
rock.
Heavy. I mean, you can make whatever you want to. Like you can make them fly. I've seen huge dudes that can fly. And I've seen huge dudes that have super speed. I've seen it. Like, it's crazy stuff goes on in that world. Like, you make whatever you want to.
Huh. That kind of sucks. I kind of wish there was more options, but I guess that kind of makes sense.
What about like...
Oh, but you can, like... no vehicles that I've seen. But you can do, like... Just because your mobility is really limited doesn't mean everything else that you have to create isn't limited to certain things. And everything's got a real progressive scale to it. So if you pick like agility, eventually you will be able to move faster and climb faster and jump farther. If you pick flight, eventually you'll be able to fly faster and, you know, all that same stuff. Like there's levels to your mobility stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you can earn skills dependent on your mobility and your training style and everything like that. And you've got different options for weapons and fighting styles and stuff. I picked dual pistol, which mm-hmm. So I have ranged. I can just shoot at dudes if I want to, or mm-hmm. I can just pistol whip people all day long if I want to.
Do you not have like a mutant power?
No, I really don't. I'm very Batman-ish.
Like, Batman.
Yeah.
Agile.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You can float.
Well, and I picked as my superpower was actually just like gadgets, so I'm pretty much straight up Batman. You
are Batman.
Yeah. I am Batman.
I don't wear a shirt though.
Did you call him Batman?
No.
Robin.
I did meet Robin. Robin, for some reason, in this Jim Lee universe, does not wear a cape. Just Robin without a cape.
Didn't wear a cape.
Yeah, that's what I'm understanding at this point.
The red one.
Yeah, the red one. The red Robin. But I don't know. It's pretty cool. It's really, really repetitive, but
just the beta, right?
Yeah, it's the beta so far. I think that releases next week too.
I don't.
I want to think that's right.
I think so. It's either this week or next week.
Yeah, but the beta is over by now. It's been over for a week, but it's fun to play.
How is it on PlayStation?
It's great.
I guess, but you come from the world of playing our MMOs on consoles, like insane person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the game is a hack and slash game, so it's built for...
Oh, so when you're in combat, you have mobility still? You're not, like,
mm-hmm. I can run into combat, and I can jump out of combat whenever I want to. It's all active time. It's not like, let's roll into this instance where we're fighting this big thing. It's like, I can just jump into shit going on at any time.
Can you jump out at any time then?
Yeah. Yeah, I can just straight up come across like some villains trying to.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying it's like instant versus non-instant. I'm talking like, is it like World of Warcraft where your characters, when you're fighting something, they're basically, for lack of a better term, they're models. Like as if they were models, their bases need to be in contact for you to initiate attacks. Mm-hmm. Or can you just kind of like in a third person character action game, you can just kind of run up to them, attack them, kind of be running around them.
Mm-hmm.
You're pressing the attack buttons. It's not an auto attack function.
Yeah. I'm actually hitting square repeatedly. Yeah. Or triangle if I want to shoot at dudes. Yep. Yep. I could just be full on
Mario bash him on the head.
I'm sure that's a skill I get at some point. I did at some point level up to the point where I was allowed to have some kind of weird grenade, like sticky grenade,
Semtex,
something. I don't know. It explodes on things.
Sweet.
The storyline for that game is so bizarre that.
Who's the bad guy?
Creatures from another world.
Brainiac is the bad guy.
Is it?
And somehow the main hero is Lex Luthor.
Yeah, because in the trailer video, it's in
have
the
you
future.
Seen the intro, the whole intro?
Yeah, trailer? I think we have it on the site.
Does he have a crazy gold suit on?
No.
He has a crazy suit on.
Yeah, he's like missing an eyeball and he's like all weird.
Yeah, he's like a cyborg. But that's future Lex Luthor.
Right, so what happens was...
present day Lex.
Yeah, it's like... weird. Future DC world gets invaded. All the heroes are killed. Lex Luthor like goes into the past to warn the heroes of the present that they need to like form an army of new recruits to fight the incoming threat.
Yeah. And it's like the world they show you in the beginning is like take everything that you would know about the heroes that you like in the DC universe and make them all assholes.
Huh.
Like Batman, straight.
Batman's already an asshole, though.
Right, but now Batman doesn't give a shit about that whole morality issue where he will just straight up kill a dude.
What?
Like, I was watching him full on maliciously beat the hell out of people in that
trailer.
Did
they die?
Huh? I don't know. They cut away from it because it's DC and they have that issue. But it's like,
Batman doesn't kill people.
He seemed more brutal than
he
you
does.
Would.
No, never.
That's true. That's the thing, though.
Batman doesn't kill people.
He was beating people.
Batman's not opposed to comatosing a motherfucker.
I'll make you a vegetable. As long as you can survive on...
Nah, I can kill you, though.
Put you in an iron lung, but...
I'm gonna give you polio.
Give you AIDS, motherfucker.
I didn't kill him. The bullets in the fall killed him. Oh, man. And Wonder Woman gets really long hair and a sweet sword at some point, but she's started to have that sword for some
reason.
I don't
think that Wonder Woman and sweet should ever be in the same sentence.
Dude, the sword is a reference.
Sweet lasso.
Wrong.
No, wrong.
The sweetest thing
wrong.
Ever.
Nope.
If I had one weapon.
Batman
ever,
also wears weird, like, armor attached to his suit. Yeah. Superman somehow becomes Bizarro Superman. Like, I don't know. He's his flesh.
What about the Flash?
Flash also still there. Flash is still there, but he has weird armor attached to his body too, and he gets.
Is it? It's just because it's like running on the Unreal Engine, and they're like, we can't make them not with armor.
They do though.
They
like
can't
when you
have armor
when you meet them in the real world, like that's not crazy. Everything's messed up, Bizarro world.
Oh, you're talking in the trailer.
I'm talking
for
in that trailer.
Yeah.
Like everything, everybody looks all roided out and like crazy and like just. They all just look super pissed off.
The only
reason.
Character that looks like they have a semi-natural build is Joker.
Yeah.
And then when you first see
Joker,
him, like,
he's wearing like a bulletproof vest for some reason.
It's a weird
And he has
outfit.
Like steampunk goggles on his head. And it's, I was just like, what is wrong with you?
It's a very weird
universe.
Yeah.
That DC universe in the future is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Digitally crazy universe.
Yeah.
DC.
Yeah.
Digitally crazy.
I don't know. That thing is probably not going to go very far. It's an all right game if you really, really like DC Universe, but making your character, though, this
is always the best part.
It is the best part. They have the best part about making your character is a hairstyle that they have. So rather than being like, here's the few facial features we have and here's the few hair features we have, just mix and match those how you want to. No. They have names for every single combination of hair to facial hair matching that you can do, so you just have to cycle through those until you find the right beard and hair combo that you want.
Do you know what developer is making this? Is this a Cryptic game?
I don't remember.
Okay,
exactly.
I'll look it up.
It's been a while, but the best one in there by far is the hairstyle that is called Happy Little Trees.
Ooh. Bunch of little trees growing out of
No,
head.
It's Bob Ross. It's an afro and a big
nice.
Bushy beard.
Nice.
It's pretty sweet. But yeah, they just have tons of different... they have tons of different like skin models that you can do too. You can have fur on your skin. You can have a sweet tail.
What about your costumes?
Costumes are pretty good. You can do pretty much whatever you want to with the costume. You can have a metal mohawk at some point.
Could you make Marvel Universe people? Like Spider-Man in the
you couldn't effectively like power wise make Spider-Man,
yeah.
But costume wise, yeah, you could get really close to making the Spider-Man costume. You wouldn't be able to have the web design on there, but
yeah, or like,
but you could get pretty dang close, like color scheme and like basic pattern layout would
make
be really
pretty
close.
Sweet armor, you could make Iron Man then pretty easily.
Yeah. Actually, that would be really. You could get really close with that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, how awesome would that be? I'm sure that would aggravate some people. Yeah, I mean, you could
DC Universe
just as easily. You could make like the Hulk though, like just don't put shoes or anything on him. Just make him giant green shaggy.
It's Sony Online Entertainment.
Just them?
SOE's making it. Huh. Developing.
I mean, I knew they were running like the online portion of it, but I didn't know if they had somebody helping them make it.
Yeah, that's weird.
I didn't know that they.
It
still...
is Unreal 3 though, and that.
Yeah, no, I knew. Like everybody looks chunky, but no, I did know it was Unreal.
And everybody that's... looks like Batman characters from
Batman.
No, stop
looks
saying
like,
that.
Looks like
but,
Batman
Holmes.
From the Batman
Arkham
Asylum,
Arkham City. Yeah.
Was that game Unreal Engine?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was totally Unreal. And the only thing in that universe that does not look like it's from the Unreal Engine is Joker.
Until he goes into Super Joker.
Right, until he turns into Super Joker. Then it just looks like...
Even Commissioner Gordon was like 350 pounds.
Yeah, he's a brick house.
Of solid muscle.
Like the...
Scarecrow didn't look too big.
Still looked like Unreal Monster, though. That was like, this one's the one that moves fast.
Yeah. And, I mean, gosh, Killer Croc.
He was beastly.
He was the size of a house. He was huge. Oh, man. But no, that's pretty much all I got.
Did you play much of Batman or Batman Universe online?
Batman Universe.
Of DC Universe Batman?
I played a couple hours of it.
Okay.
I mean, I got to fight some dudes on the street. They have this weird little quest at the beginning because they don't explain it, but no matter what character you make, they always are like being held captive on a Brainiac ship, and you have to bust out of there, and then Superman comes and helps you out. And then,
Bizarro Superman?
No. Yeah. No. Bizarro Superman doesn't take place for like another 20 years or something. Old, crazy.
Oh, all those weird character things all go back to that video that was made by, what is it? What's the company? Crystal? Something like
Dynamic?
That? No, it's the company that makes those videos, those really good videos. It all comes
back to that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Shift, or I forget what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I can't think of
we talked about though. This on yeah. previous podcast. Go reference that.
Yeah, get back to that.
Any other games?
No, that's me. I'm tanked.
I haven't played anything but Black Ops.
Yeah, I've noticed that. You've got a lot of Black Ops on your plate. What prestige are you at this point?
I think I'm 6.
Does it track how many times you prestige, or is that just something you know?
You have to keep track of it? Or
no, it says...
Well, there's a different symbol every time,
there's
right?
There's a different symbol and a different rank every time you do it. And underneath your things that you buy, every time you prestige, you unlock a new background. So it says, like, I can unlock this for 10,000 COD points, prestige symbol, but...
COD points, it's like if you're fishing in a river.
Yes.
Pull out COD.
Yep.
Gotcha.
No, the COD, it's their currency for unlocking guns.
Currency, fish, gotcha, right.
Yes. Efficiency. Yeah, that's all I've been doing. I literally have not played anything.
Shooting dudes.
Not much to do with a broken back.
Sweet. Sweet.
Yep. About you, Griff?
I've been playing. I played a few games. I played. I downloaded going to your Xbox Live Arcade. Terrible purchase.
World of Keflings.
World of Keflings.
Yes.
I bought that game.
Is that the first one?
No. That's one? What is the first one?
Kingdom of Keflings.
Is the same thing.
More or less.
Because that game was awesome.
On a grander scale, though.
World of Keflings is pretty much it's. It seems. Like, it has a little more depth, but at the same time, it's not as crazy as Kingdom for Keflings.
Keflings are great.
Yeah, it's
Keflings.
It's like the RTS you never lose.
it's really simplistic, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all like, it is just, like, troop management, where you just pick one of your little peons up and you drop them on something to tell them to
time.
Do that. Yeah.
That's all it does.
There is no... obstacles to slow you down. There's no enemies to set you back.
No,
it's just
dragons or
how many hours do you want your Keflings to just
there's no Zerg rush
dig up ice. You know, there might be. You can play co-op, which I imagine would be way better.
Just two people, or can you bring like four people into your world?
I think there's more than two.
Yeah.
I believe.
But it's cool. I've it's very simple, it's very easy to play. One of those mindless like Harry Potter Lego style or Lego style games where you just can never
not
lose.
Not worried about losing and dying.
A no pressure game. So
nice.
And it's like $10, I think.
The achievements are fun for the first one. They were.
I think these seem like there's going to be a little more and require a little more time, but like build 100 houses.
Dude, all you got to do is get the wood first, chop up the wood. Then you gotta go make it into 2x4s. Then you gotta go make it into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Then you gotta put the roof on it. Then you gotta have someone live in there. That's all you gotta do.
Dude, nothing
times.
About that sounds
I think
fine.
I'd just go make like a million fireplaces or whatever the most basic thing is. Well, I'd probably make about 100 of them. But yeah. Other than that, I also downloaded Ilo Milo demo.
Mm.
And I played
I did download that.
That,
but I haven't played it yet.
It's cool. It's simple, but it's... not a game I would ever buy.
Hmm.
I feel like I got the the taste of it in the demo, and I don't want to do that. It's like you're two characters, you have to go from one side of the map, somehow make the characters unite, and there's like some little simple obstacle they have to overcome, whether it's a gap or they have to like rearrange the level somehow. Usually it's, you know, it's like you go take one character and move one thing, have them give it to the other person, that character uses a different spot to get to the main area. The music is really good. It is really cute music. But there is one part where you start like shifting the levels, like your orientation on the levels changes dramatically, and there are not a lot of games where I feel like I'm gonna throw up on, but every time I would shift that, it would be like, I got it. Okay, just don't look at the TV.
It was like Guitar Hero.
Yeah, but worse. Like, this is just because you have to do it, and I would get to a point where I'd be dreading it, and I was like, oh, I don't want to change this thing.
You just close your eyes and do it.
Yeah.
Dude, just put some 3D goggles on.
Yeah. Just put this baseball bat in the middle of the living room and spin around on it with your head in the middle for a little while, and then switch the level.
Yeah. Make sure to eat a gallon of popcorn before you do it.
Then. Yeah, and chug milk.
Yes.
Best
things ever. And eat a spoonful of cinnamon.
Crackers. I think
crackers topped with cinnamon.
Yep. An entire package of saltine crackers, sandwiching a tablespoon of cinnamon.
Each
one, yeah. So I played Ilo Milo, and that's pretty good. I got Fable 3.
Oh, that's right.
And you played the beginning of that up until the point where...
Did you make the big decision?
Yeah, it was dumb. You guys suck. That is the stupidest decision ever. Why would you ever choose to not shoot that woman?
What?
Dude, I saved her.
You guys are crazy.
I wanted to hit
no,
that.
I shot her, and then I saved her the second time.
It was
time
the dreadlocks.
Him
there are a million fable creatures.
None of them look like that,
doesn't
though.
Matter. Send it
She's
away.
Unique. And you lost
anyway,
the quest for later in the game.
I just don't feel like that moral decision made me care at all. So you guys suck for taking that
But
one.
Army of Two made you care?
Yeah, man.
We're not having this discussion.
Anyway. Yeah, so I got a little further past that, like when you do the hero road thing and you just go into the next level. I still haven't got like the ability to teleport to my sanctuary straight off.
Oh,
which I was kind of annoyed with.
It takes some time.
Yeah. The other weird thing that I was kind of boggled about in Fable 3 was what is with so the timeline on that? You're the kid of the dude you played in the last game,
yeah.
Or are you the grandson?
No, the kid.
So. Like, they're always talking about how your dad used this sanctuary and
he has the emblem
of heroes. I don't remember the emblem of heroes from last game.
Yeah.
There was no guild emblem. Ended up, like, reviving the dog, is that what he did the rest of his time? Is just...
He made the seal.
Made the seal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think he revived the dog. After
you stopped playing Fable 2, all that stuff happened.
That's when he built all that with his magics.
Yeah. You became a king at some point.
I was a king right away. I bought that freaking castle.
Oh, did you?
No, but I'm saying I could have potentially just buy the castle.
I would kind of like to turn my Fable 2 on right now and see how much money just gets dumped into my game.
There's an achievement for it too, actually. Like earn like 10 or 10 million gold.
In Fable 2?
Yeah, you could just turn it on and probably get an achievement.
Oh, wow. I should try that. Just watch my game explode. Be like, what have you been doing with your life?
But playing the little bit of Fable 3 that I have played, I was like, I just can't do this.
At least Fable 3 fixes that.
This game is not fun.
The game actually has to be on for you to get in.
I don't think that's a fix.
Because you don't want it.
I don't want to do that.
Okay. I left mine on for a few hours while I went to work one day.
Yeah,
see,
as long as
yeah, just let it.
As long as it
up.
Doesn't, as long as it doesn't auto off like mine does.
Yeah. So Fable 3, I don't know if I'm gonna play more of that since I got Force Unleashed 2 in the mail, which I'm gonna be playing.
Oh wow, it's a real lateral move right there.
Yeah. Well said. We'll see. I feel like at the very least, that will be a lot less time I have to suffer through it.
I mean, actually, that might be a loss of yards there. I think you're going backwards.
You
got sacked.
I don't think I played anything else on the computer. Oh, yeah. Split. I played Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
I got the Back to the Future episode 1.
How awesome
I think
is
I
that?
Talked to you guys about this in real life.
I didn't
talk to you, Ryan, about it.
Not me.
Yeah, it's good. The dude who does Marty McFly is amazing and the best part of that game because he just has this awesome... nervous, excited Michael J. Fox voice that's so good.
Does he sound like he has Parkinson's?
No, he doesn't, but he sounds like young Marty McFly, Michael McJackson.
Okay.
Michael McFox.
Christopher Lloyd sounds like he needs to go back Michael to the
J.
future.
Fox. Michael J. Fox, yes. Christopher Lloyd, unfortunately, does sound like
old.
Age has caught up with him. And it's still Christopher Lloyd, like, Kurt Scott, and doing his best on that stuff, but it just seems a little...
Has he been old. Like? Has he been like yeah. 70 years old all his life?
Forever.
So even since Taxi.
Yes.
Like I don't remember a time when he looked young.
Yeah, he's like Leonard Nimoy. They're just always old.
Always old. Leonard Nimoy, and who's that other guy that was a comedian?
Sean Connery.
Yeah, Sean Connery. Except for Goldeneye, or Goldfinger. Is that one?
He still looks old there.
Does he? I guess I haven't seen Goldfinger in a long time, but Who's the guy that has the white hair that always in a suit? He was in like,
that's a good question.
Naked Gun or something.
Oh, Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah,
he died.
Did he die? When did that happen?
Like last month.
Oh, geez.
Way to make fun of him, John.
Well, I'm just saying, like that. Wow, John. That dude has looked. That dude has looked like he's been 80 for like.
I think he's close to it too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's his stunt double.
He's looked old all the time.
Guy and. Yeah, that looks like him. Also a funny guy.
Oh, yeah. I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
He was on SNL for a little bit.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell.
No.
Totally him. Yeah. Total lookalike.
Oh, we're playing the game where I guess the actor.
Yeah, come on.
Based on your really good descriptions.
Yes.
Hey.
No, you got it right.
It's Will Ferrell?
No, he was in stupid...
Cheaper by the
dozen. Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, Rick Moranis?
No. Try again.
That's the only person I know from that movie.
The
Plant?
No, not The Plant. The Dentist.
Why can't I not think of his name?
And he was...
He was the Pink Panther.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the new Pink Panther. Martin... Steve Martin.
That's it. Yeah. Right.
Think they look the same?
I don't think they look the same, but I know
who's talking. Chevy Chase, right?
Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase is wow.
Anyway, so Christopher Lloyd has gotten
way off the reservation.
Shows, yeah. But the game is fun. It's definitely not very gamey. It's a lot of just sit back and watch and enjoy how awesome is Back to the Future sort of stuff. It's Telltale Adventure. You know, walking around, giving things to people. Talking to different people, dialogue tree sort of thing.
There a DeLorean?
There is a DeLorean, and
do you get to drive it?
Yes.
Sweet. Well, you don't is it flying?
Control it. Do you race it? Drives.
Damn it!
It
88 miles an hour.
Do you get to race it?
It's actually they explain where the DeLorean came from, which is good because in Back to the Future 3, it gets destroyed. But I was kind of confused because they said it was when the lightning struck,
it created
a double. So I didn't place it. It would make sense if it was DeLorean 1 in 1950s, not DeLorean 2 that was in the second movie that was flying. Because at the end of that movie, that got struck by lightning too. And it went back into the West.
Yeah.
But this car doesn't fly, so I'm only assuming that this has to be the copy from that was brought back to the first movie in the 1950s one.
Man, I vaguely remember.
I'd have to watch some
the third.
Back to the go future. Rewatch those movies and then play this.
I game. Remember the first one and the second one just fine, but it's the third
You're
one.
You're not missing that, anything, but not
that
knowing
escapes
that movie.
Me.
I remember the third one. I remember Wake Up Juice.
I remember being alive when the third one came out.
Third one, you're not missing anything.
I know it's Western and there's a train.
Yep.
A space train.
That's really
a time train.
Yep. A time train. That's really all you need to know.
Cool. With different colored
Doc Brown
smoke.
Gets married.
Yeah. Doc Brown gets married.
Different colored smoke.
Mm.
Yep. Yep.
But the game's good. I'm excited for the next episode. I also played Ghost Trick.
Oh, what?
That came out yesterday.
What?
So I bought that and I've been playing it.
I'm going to have to see that.
The game is great.
Is it?
It is exactly what I was expecting.
How many
it is
save
fun.
Files?
One.
Damn it.
It is exactly what I wanted. It's puzzle solving. It doesn't seem too difficult yet, but it is... I can see it ratcheting up in the future. It just seems a little too easy at the beginning. Everything's a little bit too linear.
Mm-hmm.
But cool story, fun little bits of humor, and like the reoccurring theme of like, hey, it's a video game, sort of like underlying subtext for all like the communication, like yo, the you're talking to the spirit thing that's possessing something, and your character asks it like, well, how come I can only, you know, travel this much of a distance, or how come I can't possess corpses that are dead longer than, and the thing's like, that's just the rules, okay?
Deal with it.
Yeah, it's like video game. Do you know the rules?
You know how games work.
It's gotten very good. Mr. Desklamp is great.
Mr. Desklamp.
Mr. Desklamp is the character that explains to you what to do throughout the game.
I see.
And then the dog that you meet, Missile, is really cute.
How is the story progressing?
It's good. It's a murder mystery, which I'm totally into.
You're like protecting your daughter?
Don't really know how it works. I don't think it's daughter. It'd be really weird if it was your daughter. You're just protecting this girl that witnessed your death, because if you're able to come in contact with her, you'll be able to get some details as to why you died.
So is there any hope of you being resurrected, or are you just trying to find peace? Okay.
Yeah. There's no hope of you going back to life. The only thing they do is they're like, you're special. They just say that a lot. You're like, okay Japanese cool. game. I'm special. Tell me something I haven't heard before.
I come from America, where we get patted on the back all the time. Exactly. Oh, man.
I think that's it, though. That's all the games that I played.
Case West? No?
No, I didn't play that. Yep.
It's 800 points.
Yeah,
it's not the 400.
800 points.
I'm a little spread thin right now. I kind of want to keep playing. I haven't really finished anything. Oh, I played Darksiders, but I don't need to really talk about that.
Sweet game. Did you like it?
It was okay.
Okay.
I'm not playing any more of it. I didn't hate it. I didn't dislike it like I disliked Fable 3.
Okay.
But it seems like I put it on easy, thinking, okay, I'll just power my way through this and get done with it really fast.
Probably a good idea.
Dude, I still feel like I'm in combat forever.
No, that's, yeah, because, I mean, I'm at the beginning. I don't know how much easier it would make that game, but it might make things not last as long, because that was my problem with Darksiders.
Not that much. Like, damn it. I still feel like combat takes up about, 60% of the time I'm spending in that game. I'm like, let me just climb this wall or something.
Did you get the horse yet?
No. I haven't gotten through the first dungeon. And I was like, these guys are only going to get harder, and it's only going to take more time to kill them. This sucks.
Neither did I. I understand that game picks up when you get the horse, but
I hope so.
Who has time for that?
I like the fact that your first weapon is the boomerang, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here, this is the Zelda thing that they do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really hard to talk about that game without talking about Zelda.
It's Zelda.
You can't.
Yeah. You remember that other game that this is like? What, God of War? No, Zelda.
It's Dark. Oh.
Never heard of it.
Darksiders is Zelda.
Never heard of it.
On the dark side.
Yeah.
That's what it is. On the flip side.
Yeah, as if you were playing as Ganondorf in Link's Place.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Bizarro.
Just killing Zelda. Everybody. No, just killing everybody. Just
killing.
Just going into houses. Yep.
I feel like he would Warlock the punching the hell.
High five and Deku punch trees through things. Or whatever. Yeah. I don't know what's a Zelda thing.
This door's locked. Fuck the key.
You just go and high five an Octorox. Like, what's up, man? See this guy with a hat?
Play
murder him.
Murder.
Take his hearts away.
I'm gonna give me some Zelda poon.
I'm gonna give you this 1 rupee. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Hold this arrow for me.
Yep. That's where they're coming from.
That's what I want. That's the next Zelda game.
Rupees, but you're going to give me what I want.
It's a tower defense game where you are Ganondorf defending the tower against one person.
Forget your Skyward Sword. I want Zelda Ganon's Tail.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Or Ganon's Trail.
Yeah.
Tower defense game.
Yeah. Turn into a giant pig hog thing. Just bulldoze over.
Giant pig hog.
Yeah.
That's three. I think that's the game that sucked, though. Which was
Twilight Princess turned into a giant beast hog thing.
That's not canon.
That's a good one.
That's not canon to me.
It was fine.
It all ends after Majora's Mask.
Yeah, you're crazy for liking that game.
That's the only Zelda game.
If it ended after something, it ended after A Link to the Past.
Nope.
No, if it ended after anything.
Because then you're taking out Ocarina of Time, which
is good. No, if it ends after anything, it ends after Wind Waker. That's where everything is done.
You're not even playing as Link anymore. You're like getting into this weird headspace of like the great Link archetype.
To assume that Link is this ever ongoing hero of forever.
Yeah, that's the reboot in my mind. We're like, okay, we can't make the same game without saying something like this. Finally, we just got to, guys, we can't do this anymore. We can't keep selling. It's like, you know, it'd be like,
it's an indirect sequel.
Just wait, man. Pokemon Black and White. It's going to be like, it's all a dream.
But so
it's
you,
all a dream in a boy's head. That's why we can do this.
So I don't understand how Majora's Mask is canon to the Ocarina of Time world if the Ocarina of Time world is just Link stuck in an infinite loop of being that game over and over and over and over again.
What? Why? How?
Because he gets sent back into the past, where I assume he could only end up doing the same thing over again, because if he doesn't do that...
There's no paradoxes.
There's no paradox. Zelda does not know what the word paradox means.
Nope. No,
that, unless it does the thing where it splits two timelines.
He actually hangs out with himself quite a bit.
Yeah, he does.
And if that, that were the case, you would never be able to be adult Link.
Is there an adult Link?
But adult Link is the one that
my
kills...
My brain!
No, because he grows up inside of, like, weird magic cryostasis.
But then
right?
he goes back, and
right.
that's bullshit.
And it's weird. How messed up of a person would you be if you constantly went in and out of puberty without actually experiencing it? Why does my voice... Well, he doesn't even have a voice, so it's not...
A pretty horny person, I'm guessing.
I can imagine you would be very screwed up.
No. Majora's Mask.
No, dude, I got enough weird paradoxes going on.
I put this pig mask on and I smell truffles.
No,
you can talk to the clocks.
Truffle oil?
I had a hard enough time like traveling through like decades and dealing with being adult Link and young Link. And it's not even really adult Link. It's more like
teenager
teenager Link. Like late teens Link. And
I don't want to go to school.
I don't want to. I want to go fight this evil
senior
warlock.
He's
senior.
He's going to go hang outside the shoppy and just smoke.
Exactly. Emo Link. But it was hard enough doing that, let alone like traversing like just what is it, 3 days? 3 days worth of time that you have now. I'm just not going to repeat the 3 days over and
it's
over.
It's Groundhog's
over
Day, the video game.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
It's not appropriate.
It's so good.
Is Bill Murray in it?
You are Bill Murray.
You are Bill Murray. No, that way that game would be good is if it was Groundhog's Day, the game, and I had to try to kill myself every day.
But you don't do that.
I know.
You have to save the world.
Yeah, that creepy-ass moon keeps getting ever closer.
I know. It's so good.
That creepy red-eyed moon.
Good.
Tingle. What is that?
Fair enough. Tingle is an abomination.
I have to take a tingle.
Crazy.
Well, I think that's good enough. I mean, we don't really have anything else to talk about. Yeah. Not going to do releases anymore.
Not really any news.
There's a few things. Big releases this week. We've got Ghost Trick, Spirit Detective for the DS. That's really all.
Yeah. Is Dead Space 2 this week?
No, that's going to be at the end of this month.
2 weeks from now.
News-wise, there's not too much to talk about either. I do have a few things set aside.
Goblin?
Mass Effect 3 is going to be able to be fully downloaded off the PlayStation Network.
What?
Yeah.
When did that get
That's
going
to be, what, 50
Today.
Gigs?
Oh, okay. I'm probably why I missed it.
How many gigs will that be? I mean,
I'm going to say about whatever you fit onto two discs
I would
of an Xbox, so maybe 10 gigs maximum.
Yeah, I was going to say 8 to 12 gigs.
The fact
probably.
That you recycled disc 2
well,
is
I don't
probably
know.
In there. Like, you would probably say
Transformers was 9 gigs on one disc.
For Xbox?
Yeah.
No.
It's not possible.
No, not possible.
Pretty sure
DVDs
it was.
Can
that?
Only carry 4.3
yeah, even a
gigs.
I'm pretty sure it was 9 gigs.
Did you...
We'll look into these. We'll look into this.
It's
off
like compressed data or something. On
maybe that's why it doesn't look as good.
Yeah, so you can download that on PSN. That's kind of wild, right?
Yeah, no.
Also,
crazy.
Rumors of PSP 2 coming out this month, as if we've not heard enough rumors about PSP.
Is that the same thing as the phone?
No. Maybe yes and no, but the phone is already out and confirmed.
Wait, PSP 2 coming out this month?
At the end of this month / next month. Yeah.
There's like no information on this thing.
Yep.
Surprise!
Well, you know,
I call shenanigans.
Remember the Go when it's like, you know, Sony's like, well, they're going to release a new handheld device that doesn't have any analog sticks whatsoever. Really, it was all the rumors, and people were like blowing up images and stuff like that. But I wouldn't be surprised if a new PSP came out. Then again, I think that's a stupid idea.
I agree. It is not
going to have PlayStation 3 graphics.
Yep.
No.
Definitely.
It is not. I mean, it is not like
they're
so
actually going to forego their next console. It's just going to be a handheld.
It's not like so many things where you can't just keep throwing more out there until you hit something like. More PSPs is worse PSPs.
Yeah.
In my eyes.
Yes. I think the PSP
giving me a
needs...
PSP phone well, is not going to make it any better.
DS comes out with a new one every freaking what?
Well, okay. So here's the only way I would want. This is how PSP. This is what needs to happen for PSP. You need to have PlayStation 2 parity. Like, you need to be able to download PlayStation 2 games and be able to play them on your PSP 2, which means it needs to have a second analog stick. Mm-hmm. And then you also have to have good game support for mm-hmm. the current generation, which doesn't exist in the PlayStation Portable. Mm-hmm. It would also be great
Great if it had Netflix support.
To
have, you know, more of the just to offer things that like DS doesn't offer that ties it closer with your PlayStation. Nothing really else worthwhile talking about. So we're gonna skip new releases for the most part in the oncoming episodes, and that's about it for news I can think of right now. Boss Battle Radio episode 21, I'm gonna use this music we found called The Battle of Spaghettisburg by J. Arthur Keene's band. We'll have a link somewhere. You can listen to his stuff on 8, the number 8BC, 8bitcollection.com. But we'll be using a segment of that as our podcast stuff. So thanks for producing that piece of fantastic thing. I hope I can get in contact with that individual so I can okay it with him formally.
Yeah.
All right. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening, everybody who is listening and has been for the past, you know, 6 months or whatever. Gonna be rolling out more episodes and video content, and hopefully we'll not be losing the review side and news side with all this new stuff as well. So goodbye.
Bye.